This is GQDN for Monday, December 9th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. It's delicious, delicious stuff. If you do that, you can put in the promo code QUEST and you get 25% off of your purchase. Delicious stuff. Yum, yum. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of good stuff up there. The holiday specials are going to be up there too, and that's about 2 weeks away. So yeah, if you want to see that stuff live, go to patreon.com/thegroupquest and you will see it live right there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Diablo 4 jewelry. We got some news about Infinity Nikki and the Game Awards making some news too. Speaking of awards, we begin today with the streamerawards.com, and they did have their winners for the streamer awards. So here is the list. Best strategy game streamer, Anna Gramling. Best creative art streamer, Plagueboy Max. Best MOBA streamer, Cradle, if I got the names right. If not, I'm sorry. Hidden Gem, Cartoon Therapy. Best speedrun streamer, Squeaks. Best Battle Royale streamer, Nice Wig. Best fighting game streamer, Sajam. Best sports streamer, The Sketch Reel. Best Fortnite streamer, Clicks. Best role play streamer, Best Fan TV. Best FPS streamer, Jinxie. Rising Star Award, Mr. Arthur. Stream Game of the Year, Chained Together. Best Content Organization, FaZe Clan. League of Their Own, Pirate Software. Get Off Your Blank Award. Best in Real Life Streamer, I Show Speed. Best Stream Collaboration, Ksant, Kevin Hart, and Drusky. Best Streamed Event, Streamer Games Ludwig. Best Marathon Stream, Mafarathon 2, Ksant. Best VTuber, Iron Mouse. Best International Streamer, I Show Speed. Best Breakout Streamer, Jason Theween. Best Variety Streamer, RDC Gaming. Best Just Chatting Streamer, Ksant. Streamer's Choice Award, NMPLO. It's spelled NMPLOL. Legacy Award, Shroud. The Sapphire Award, Sinna. Gamer of the Year, Queso _ Streamer of the Year, I Show Speed. Congratulations to all of the award winners. And I bet somebody was streaming Life is Strange. PC Gamer did say that Deck 9, the maker of Life is Strange, has laid off some more staff, and that did happen because the studio did let go of 20% of its staff, and that is after they laid off some people last year. So, the Deck 9 CEO Mark Lyons did provide a quote in a statement. Today we are sad to share the news that we must say goodbye to some of our talented team members. This was an extremely difficult decision. It reflects the challenging times that many companies in our industry are currently facing. We are extremely grateful to every individual who have dedicated their hard work, passion, and commitment to making transformative entertainment with us. To those of you leaving the studio due to these changes, thank you for sharing your talents with us. We are proud of what we are able to accomplish together, and we are committed to supporting you in this transition in any way we can. To the community, we ask for your support and understanding during this difficult time, end quote. Now, the first of the layoffs this year came in February, and that was before the release of Double Exposure, and that was because of the market conditions that was going on at that time. Now, Deck 9 also let go of about 30 people back in May, and that's when Deck 9 took over the Life is Strange series from Don't Nod, producing the Before the Storm prequel game, and now they own the 2022 remastered collection, along with True Colors and Double Exposure. So, what will this mean for the next Life is Strange game? We shall see, as this might happen to Grand Theft Auto as well. But that's not what this story is about, because WCCF Tech did say that the Grand Theft Auto launch might affect the other launches around that time. Now, right now, Grand Theft Auto 6, according to the PlayStation Store, is set for an October 2025 release, or before that time. However, WCCF Tech is saying that there could be a potential delay, and that could affect the entire video game industry. Well, because the reason why they say that is because Bloomberg did post a report, and they're saying that the anticipation that is surrounding GTA 6 is very, very high. And the other video game publishers are waiting to see any announcements that could be coming from Rockstar, which is the makers of GTA 6, because they want to see when the game does release. Now, Take-Two is the one that is going to be the publisher for the game, and right now they're standing firm on the 2025 fall release for GTA 6. And right now, because there's no firm date, that is putting the other publishers on edge. Now, could there be a collaboration with GTA 6? According to GamesRadar, LEGO might be doing that. Because we know that LEGO is combined with Fortnite and The Sims because they gave a whole LEGO type visuals. And what they're thinking is some of the buildings that you would see in GTA 6 could be a part of the decorations, or could have some decorations with it that would be a part of LEGO. At least that's kind of what they're thinking, right? Because they could actually put a new mode in as well for LEGO in GTA 6. It's possible. But do you see that happening? Well, you can let me know at Joe Brahms on both Blue Sky and Twitter. So we shall see if there's any LEGOs in Grand Theft Auto. Now we go on to Ubisoft, and we're going to Rumorville. So pack your bags, kiddies. Here we go to Rumorville. I think Aunt and Uncle's are. Ubisoft might be on sale. Not the products, the company itself. At least that's what Pure Xbox is thinking, because of the layoffs that happened. But could we see that next year? Now, this is all according to Reuters, because some of the Ubisoft shareholders did start talking about how they would structure a possible buyout. And one of the shareholders is Tencent, who really wants to be patient about it. But the founding Guillemot family may decide what could happen with the company very soon. And neither Tencent nor the Guillemot did respond to a Reuters request for a comment. But Ubisoft did reply to it, to the rumors, and they said, quote, "We remain committed to making decisions in the best interests of all of our stakeholders. In this context, we have already indicated that the company is also reviewing all its strategic options." So we shall see. Now we go to the Game Awards. And you know that some Game Awards news is going to be coming there this week. But this is coming from the Esports Corner. You see, Esports Insider did say that the Game Awards and Nodwin Gaming have a partnership, and that is an Indian esports gaming company. Now, that gaming company has the exclusive regional distribution rights for the show that is taking place this Thursday. Now, Nodwin Gaming will be distributing the Game Awards in India, Myanmar, Uzbekistan, Thailand, Malaysia, and many other countries across Asia, because the Game Awards wants to be shown all around the world. And the ceremony will be accessible through more distribution channels that will include TV and OTT. Now, there has been some collaboration between the two, Nodwin Gaming and the Game Awards, over the past few years, because Nodwin Gaming wanted to expand its ecosystem. So by securing this, Nodwin Gaming is thinking that it can do that. Jeff Keighley, which is the founder and the host of the Game Awards, did talk about the deal. Quote, "We are excited to continue our partnership with Nodwin to bring the Game Awards to more viewers in more emerging markets around the world. Our 10th anniversary show will be the biggest global celebration of games," end quote. Now we get to some good stuff, because IGN did say that Infinity Nikki developers has celebrated 10 million downloads, and they have some in-game rewards. Now, Infinity Nikki is an open-world dress-up role-playing game, and that has now gone beyond 10 million downloads. So, of course, they got up on Twitter, and both games did, and said, quote, "Infinity Nikki has reached over 10 million downloads worldwide. On this whimsical journey, take each step with confidence and embrace the brilliance of every moment. Let's set forth toward a bright and sparkling future, end quote. So well done to them. And since this is all good news, well, the good news part, Gamatsu did say that Atomic Heart DLC Under the Sea, or Enchantment Under the Sea, will relaunch January 28th. So if you play Atomic Heart, you'll be looking for late January. Maybe not everything's good news. I should have put this up front. Sorry. But PC Games N did say that Beyond Good and Evil 2 is really struggling through development because there's been some problem between the managers. Now we know that Beyond Good and Evil has been very uncertain over the past few years. And that's because of the delays, the rumors, and official announcements has affected the game. Michael Ansel was doing some interviews, and he did say that there have been some arguments with some very passionate people and had some issues with leadership. So here's what he said, quote, "On certain projects, we give ourselves very important challenges, and we bring them on board with passion, but without knowing how long and complex the path will be. Passion is a fabulous energy, but it could also lead to clashes between enthusiasts. On Beyond Good and Evil 2, for example, there were too many problems between managers. The artistic director wanted to consistently redo everything. The game director wanted to make a generated dungeon game, and I dreamed of a space adventure. We simply couldn't agree, and the game director took the project in other directions." That's more or less why Ansel did leave Ubisoft. Not just because of Beyond Good and Evil 2 development, but maybe the way the company was, or is. So if you have passionate people will love the projects. That does happen. But people would love this, especially if you're Diablo fans. The Blizzard Gear Store. Yes, I saw this via email. They have jewelry, and it's all about Diablo. They have some other things too, but we're just talking about the jewelry here because the earrings with Rock Love Lilith is $85. The Rock Love Lilith collar necklace is $220. The Rock Love Inaris necklace is $110. And there are two rings. One's a Lilith ring, one's an Inaris ring. And they're both $75. By the way, if you want a statue, the Treasure Goblin Funko Pop is $18. All dressed in gold. You can enjoy that if you so desire. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.